Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris Lowe from ESPN.com joins us now. And Chris, just a sad day with the passing of David Williams.
Yes, it is. And I think you, when you look on social media and talk to different people, you see what kind of impact David had. You see coaches that were there, guys like Josh Gattis, guys that he hired like Derek Mason, even former athletes that he had touched or had been there, expressing what he meant to them and just how. And I think that was the thing about David, is he was so interested in interacting with the athletes and getting to know them. Not just football players, but guys and gals all over the athletic department. That was important to him, to get to know them and try to be involved in their lives as much as he could. And, I say this pretty confidently, and there's probably some medical historians. Well, I know there are a lot more about it than I do, but you look at his time, his tenure there as AD, and they had as much or more success on the field, competitively as they ever have. Four national titles, the baseball national championship. And I think the big thing is he raised the expectations in football. Hiring James Franklin on his watch, they ended that long, a quarter of a century bowl drought, but to bring in James, and he believed in James Franklin, and for them to win 9 games back-to-back years, which had never been done there, I think speaks for itself. And then to hire Derek Mason, and look at, the most recent streak that they've had in football. They've beaten Tennessee more than Tennessee's beaten them. How long do you have to go back to find when that's happened? So I think there's a lot of things that David did there that people are always going to remember. But I think, and he was very instrumental in the football, indoor football facilities. I know they use it for more than just football, but mm-hmm. trying to get Vanderbilt up to speed to where they can compete with everybody else that they have to there in the SEC.
We played some of our interview with him the day after he announces that he would be stepping down as AD back in September. And Chris, it's interesting going back to listen to it, and we said, he never turned down an opportunity to come on the radio in good times or challenging times. He was always there, and everything always came back to the relationships with young people. He consistently said that, and everyone around him said that. And when you think about his career path, it's interesting because he came up through education. He was a law professor,
right?
Vice chancellor, and ends up as an AD for 16 years at Vanderbilt. And you mentioned some of the sports accolades, but if you think about the 21 years prior to him, no bowl games, and 5 bowl games in the 16 years he was there. So yeah, he hired James Franklin, huge impact there. Hired Derek Mason, huge impact there. These are lasting things, and it all comes back to relationships.
Absolutely, and you nailed it. And he was a good relationships guy, and he saw. David had a very clear vision of what he was looking for. We went out to hire him, and those people. And again, it wasn't like everybody was knocking down James Franklin's door to hire him at that point. But David believed in him and brought him in, and now look at what James has done at Penn State. And I know that James will forever be indebted to David for that. But no, he was very much a people person, a relationship person. And as I said a minute ago, that to the point to where he wanted to be involved and get to know everybody under his umbrella, athletes, everybody, the best he could. And I think the fact that he did work for so long, just there at the university or teaching and not really being in athletics probably helped. It probably gave him a different perspective on things and helped sort of broaden his horizon. I think he would tell you that. But he's a guy that, you know, you talk to other ADs, other people around the league. I remember Mike Swann. I can remember having conversations with David at the spring meetings. And David always does talk about anything. He'd talk about sports and the business side of sports, but, you know, he was just such a learned guy. You know, he could talk about anything on any topic.
The other thing, Chris, that really stood out to me was this guy was such a trailblazer. He was the first African-American AD in SEC history, the same as being the first African-American vice chancellor at Vanderbilt. This guy was, I mean, from a historical standpoint, just a mountain of a man in these firsts, that he was the first guy to do it. And he didn't even, you know, he didn't want to talk about that stuff. He just wanted to talk about the kids that he was working with.
Right. And I think that's one of the things you admire most about him is that he understood the importance, you know, and much like when Sylvester Croom came into the league as the first black head football coach. I mean, Sylvester understood the importance of that, but he also understood the importance of doing his job and impacting others. And David was the same way, you know, doing his job as AD there at Vice Chancellor at Vanderbilt, you know, to help the kids, to help student athletes, and to be there for them, and to give them opportunities and try to help advance them the best he could, and not so much, you know, that he was the first. Obviously, you always know that. It's in the back of your mind. But you're right. It was never something that he made a big deal out of.
There was another quote from him from his appearance on our show, and he said, you know, if all you care about is winning games, then maybe this isn't the best place for you. If that's your sole focus is I just want to win games, he goes, hey, maybe this isn't the best place for you. But if you want, you know, all the things you can experience as a student athlete, and he mentioned, you know, study abroad, he mentioned internships, and he mentioned all these other things, and he said, basically he was aiming at this. What we care about is that you leave here a more well-rounded person. And he would even tell you that in a day of arms race, Chris, for the best stadium and the best this and the best that, he kept it on the most simple of terms. It was just about the experience. And, you know, you come here as a young person and you leave here a man or a woman. He was just, that never wavered with him.
And if you look at it through the realm of, through the prism of football, how many kids that sign at any SEC school, what percentage of them ever go on to make a living in football in the NFL? Very few. And so, you know, he's right on. And you go to school to better yourself, to try to set up opportunities to go on into the world in whatever it is. You have to play football, it's business world, the law, you know, host radio shows, there's a wide spectrum of things, and I think that David always got that. You know, he understood that. And you know, when you get an education, when you get an experience from Vanderbilt, whether you have a chance to go and play football or not, you know, that's worth its weight in gold.
Chris, Derek Mason tweeted, I love you, DW. My family and I will miss you. You believed in me. Your wisdom and guidance forged a bond that will never be forgotten. The Williams family loved on my family as well as our football family. There will never be another Goldfather. He meant so much to Derek Mason.
Well, again, much like James, he believed in Derek. Mm-hmm. And, you know, took a chance on Derek and brought him in and supported him. You know, and even in some of the times when things weren't going as well as anybody there, Derek or David or any of the Vanderbilt fans wanted it to. You know, David was there for him. And those kind of people, you know, when those kind of people come into your life, you know, you're forever indebted to them. You never forget them. We've all had those people in our lives. You know, I certainly wouldn't be what I am right now without having those kind of people in my life to help open doors and give me opportunities. And you always remember that. And I guarantee you, you know, that Derek does. And I know for a fact that James does. That he gave him those opportunities. So, and, you know, again, if you go on social media right now, there's all sorts of tributes. I mean, Kirk Herbstreit tweeted something about being there just recently and talked with David and how much respect he had for him. I mean, former coach is Josh Gattis, now the offensive coordinator at Michigan, who was there when James was there. Athletes, guys that played there. And I think that's always a reflection, you know, when you see that wide spectrum of people paying tribute, you know, he touched a lot of different people in a lot of different ways.
Well, Chris, we certainly appreciate you sharing some perspective on your relationship with David Williams, and we hope you have a great weekend, man.
Thank you, guys, and my prayers go out to all of David's family and the Vanderbilt family.
At CeeLo ESPN. Thank you, Chris.